On a Saturday morning in the Paducah Recreation Center, four children wiggle through a dance routine. Certified Zumbatomics instructor Eve Cotter takes the popular dance exercise Zumba and simplifies it for ages 4 through 12. Cotter says the class gets kids burning calories while enjoying pure, simple motion.
It's fun. It's not like the formatted aerobics classes. That's why if you look at anything Zumba, it says join the party, because it's just fun. You get up and dance, and they build confidence and, you know, yell at the top of their lungs, and it's beautiful.
Programs like Zumbatomics, as well as intramural sports, coax children away from the glow of their gaming systems. In today's society, this activity is vital. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Kentucky had a 37% child obesity rate in 2007. That's a 17.5% increase from 2003. Children need more sunshine, grass, dirt, and sweat. They need more activity. But while organized sports programs, dance rehearsals, and martial arts classes can boost the health of children, their parents can suffer as a consequence. Registered dietitian Sherry Ford.
While the kids are doing a good thing, playing sports or involved in something that's, you know, maybe academic team or drama or basketball, they may not be good for the overall family, because the family's focus now becomes the kids, and they just eat on the run, trying to fit the kids' schedule into their hectic lifestyle.
And grabbing a Big Mac and fries from McDonald's 2 to 3 times per week can take a toll. Ford says when people eat in restaurants, they consume an average of 30% more calories than when they eat at home. The United States Department of Agriculture supports this statement. The department published a study in 2002 saying food prepared away from home contains more calories, total fat, and saturated fat, while containing less dietary fiber, calcium, and iron on a per-calorie basis.
Even if you choose something healthy, like Subway, you're going to make a healthy choice. Your sandwich is going to be, you know, maybe 100 more calories than a sandwich from home, just because it's a bigger portion, it's more bread. You're just going to eat more calories.
Standing in the midst of several concession stands in the University of Kentucky's Rupp Arena, a slim Susie Colburn agrees. Her 17-year-old daughter, Sydney, has cheered the Marshall County Marshals all the way to the state tournament. After years of gymnastics lessons and cheerleading, Colburn admits healthy eating doesn't always fit into the family schedule.
A lot of times, let's say, we try to do salads when we go through drive-thrus and things like that. But then when it's cold, I end up eating cheeseburgers and french fries because it's more comfort food.
From the stands, Michelle Clark watches her son Chase play ball against Scott County. In the past, when Chase and his older brother both played Marshall County basketball, the Clark family attended events 4 to 5 times per week. Clark says she and her husband tried to eat grilled chicken and salads, but burgers also got thrown into their menus. This didn't help their health.
Did you notice any negative effects on your health during the sports season?
I gained a lot of weight. A lot of weight. My husband did too, though.
These problems persist throughout the country as more and more people eat out. According to the USDA, Americans spent about 50% of their food budget in 2004 on meals prepared outside the home. That's up roughly 16% from survey results in 1974. So what should people do? Children obviously need activity. Sherry Ford, a veteran basketball and cross-country mom herself, says the answer lies in planning.
As much as you can around your busy schedule, eat at home. Make a pot of soup in the morning and put it in the crock pot. Put a roast in the morning. There's going to be things that you can do if you plan ahead.
The dietitian says when eating at home won't work, take a sandwich and a cup of yogurt to the game. Looking ridiculous is better than looking unhealthy. With some forethought, the entire family can stay fit. It just takes a will and a crock pot. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.